Dear friends, in Psalm 24, the Word of God asks the question, who shall ascend into the hill of God, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing of God and righteousness from the God of his salvation. I'm on top of a hill today, and I'm told it's the highest arable hill in all of the island of Ireland. It's known as the Croagh Hill. And over to my left, you can see up towards North Antrim. Across to my right, you can see the Mourne Mountains. And just behind me here, you can see right across Loch Ney and almost across to the Sperrins. And it's just a really peaceful, peaceful place. And there's a big stone somewhere here as well, known as the Croagh Stone. And I just haven't been able to find it, don't have time to find it, but the Croagh Stone was a big stone where old Irish kings were anointed to be put on the throne in Ireland. So it's a very historical site indeed. But it just reminds us of those verses that we quoted to you a few moments ago. Who shall ascend into the hill of God, or who shall stand in his holy place? Many years ago in the awakenings on the Isle of Lewis, between 1949 and 1953, some young men were meeting together for prayer, for the awakening to spread right across the island and to reach and to touch their community as well. Church elders were gathered together with them. And as they were praying, one of the young men stood up and he interrupted the prayer meeting and he said these unusual words in Gaelic tongue to his prayer partners. He says, "Brethren, men, it seems to me to be just so much as humbug to be praying as we are praying and seeking God as we are now seeking God if our hearts are not rightly related to God." And then he lifted his eyes heavenward and he quoted from that psalm, "O Lord, are my hands clean? O Lord, is my heart pure?" And just with that, he fell prostrate on his face before God, and an awareness of God swept into the building where they were assembled together, and a real awareness of God gripped their hearts, and also an assurance that God had heard their prayer and that revival was coming to that part of the island. But to get to the hill of God, it takes effort. To ascend the hill of God, it takes effort. The Christian life is not for the lazy. The Christian life is not for those who want to sit back and do nothing. The Bible says that the Christian life is like unto a race. The Christian life is a striving after God, a seeking after God. And I wonder today, are you personally as an individual, are you ascending the hill of God? Are you pressing upwards? Are you gaining new heights every day? Are you standing in a place where you can view a lost and broken world around you, to the north, the south, the east and the west? Can you look around from the vantage point that you're at and see a world that is broken, but also see potential if the Spirit of God was to move? Are you ascending the hill of God? Are your hands clean? Is your heart pure? May the Lord help us in these days to reach new heights for him, to be found in the place of vision. Like Ezekiel, the hand of the Lord was upon him and brought him to a place where he could survey the valley that was full of bones. And his heart became burdened. He began to pray. He began to prophesy. The Spirit of God began to move, and mighty and wonderful things happened. May it be so in our day and generation as well. May God bless you, folks. Thank you for listening for these few moments.